Hello and welcome to another MTC studio session. My name is Kevin Orbaker. I am hosting today's session. And we have a special guest from our MTC in Houston, Sean Gallagher. He'll be taking us today through Microsoft Dynamics. We're continuing our series on modernizing your business. And Microsoft Dynamics is a way for you to improve your customer relationship and customer engagement. So as we go through today, I'll be monitoring the Q&A session. If you have any questions, please feel free to post them to the Q&A. If we need to break the conversation and answer that while we're doing the presentation today, we'll do that and make sure that those questions get answered in a timely fashion. Microsoft Dynamics provides a portfolio of customer engagement solutions that help companies develop long-lasting relationships with customers through personalized, proactive, and predictive experiences. Sean will be using today's session to go over those services and solutions. And Sean, I'll turn it over to you.
All right, thank you, Kevin. So my name's Sean Gallagher, and today we're gonna be taking a little bit of a journey around the experience that we can provide of Dynamics for intelligent customer engagement. And so just to start things off here, we're gonna take a quick look at really what do we mean when we're talking about customer engagement and what kinds of solutions do we have with Dynamics. So really what we're looking at is helping organizations be able to sell better, sell effectively, be able to provide care no matter where their customers are, being able to also take that information and make better decisions on how you're marketing to your customer base, and also how do you engage better with your customers. You know, what channels do your customers want to engage with you on? Are they wanting to engage with you through social? Are they going to want to pick up a phone and call you? Do they want to potentially, you know, just send an email? So how do we manage all those different types of communications and help our customers get the best experience possible around our products? So, you know, it's really around having things that are more personalized, that we're more proactive in how we're interacting, engaging with our customers, and also that we're able to be predictive and really use some of the systems of intelligence that we have with the Microsoft Cloud to be able to enable that. And this is all on one comprehensive business and technology platform, which is part of Dynamics. So, you know, just the level set some of the things we're going to be looking at here today. Microsoft Dynamics Marketing. So this is a solution that basically provides the ability to manage your marketing campaign, manage all the resources that were required for those campaigns. It also ties into social, so we'll see some of how we're able to take a look at, you know, how is our brand being perceived by our customers? What are they saying about our company? You know, how do we manage that experience so that we're looking at who are our promoters and who are our detractors, and also how do we take that intelligence and also build it in into how we are going to market. Another area here, of course, is social engagement. So this ties right into how we're enabling marketing and also sales and also even customer service to be more effective with the experience that they're providing to our customers. So social listening, being able to understand what people are saying about us out there around the world. How do we engage with those people on social, and then how do we tie that in also into the experience for our sellers? And then also from a sales perspective, of course, we have the traditional Microsoft Dynamics CRM. So how are we enabling intelligent customer relationship management? How are we effectively helping our sales representatives be able to manage their opportunities, manage their sales pipeline, be able to collaborate as well? So we're going to see how everything that we have around Microsoft Dynamics is tightly integrated in with Microsoft Office 365. And also how we're able to take those experiences and we can have those no matter where you are. So it doesn't matter if you're in front of your PC, if you're on a tablet, if you're on a mobile device like an iPhone, that experience remains the same no matter where you are. And then the last piece here is service. So how are we able to enable better service experiences to our customers? And this is both from a self-service perspective, so helping customers be able to help themselves. So rather than having to take the time to, you know, sit on a call and wait for somebody to pick up and then go through the problem, maybe it's something simple that they can address themselves just through a simple search through our knowledge base. But then how do we help the agent so that they also have the context of what that customer was looking for, what is the path that they've already taken to be able to address their challenge, and then how can we then go and take it to the next level and help them with a resolution. And then also, how do we bake intelligence into this? And one piece that we're not going to be talking about today is field service, but we also do have some awesome field service capabilities. So if we aren't able to remotely assist someone, that we can actually take it to another step where we can actually have a person show up on site and help that customer out. So we're actually going to jump really quickly now into a demo. And this is really going to be around a day in the life for a company called Contoso Pharmaceuticals. So Contoso Pharmaceuticals, they are about to launch a new diet pill. And it's rather revolutionary. It's actually been FDA approved, and they're very excited about this launch. This is kind of a startup pharmaceutical company, so they're just getting going. They have a lot of faith that if they're able to be successful with this, that they could potentially turn into a very large organization. They see worldwide opportunity for this. So a couple of the different personas that we're going to be looking at today, we have Allie, and she's a marketing manager. She's also a social media expert, and so we're going to take a look at how she's able to leverage Dynamics to better understand what she needs to do for her campaign, and also how is the campaign being received out in the market through social media. We're also going to take a look at Veronica. She's a sales representative, and she's kind of new. She actually has an opportunity with a very large drugstore chain, and she's a little nervous because if she lands this opportunity, it could be huge for her career. She's going to make a lot of money, but she also wants to make sure that she's following the processes correctly that they've established, and that she is doing everything that she can in her power to land this and close this deal out. Then we're also going to take a look at the experience of Marissa. And Marissa is a customer, and so she's actually recently went and purchased some of the new diet pills that we have. And we're going to see, what is her experience like. Maybe she has a question, and she's going to reach out and see if maybe she can get some help with something that she might be experiencing as a potential side effect with the new diet pill. So let's go ahead and jump in here. So we're going to start with the launch. And so we're very excited to be launching our new diet pill, Micro Obesity Blaster by Contoso. So Micro Obesity Blaster, we like to say that we're not trying to solve world hunger, but maybe we are. I don't know. Think about it. So let's go ahead now and jump into the launch experience here with our marketing manager. So we're going to first jump in to the experience that she has here from the marketing calendar. So right now, what you're seeing is the marketing calendar for our campaign for our diet pill. So we can see that we have the campaign scheduled here. And if I actually drop down in here to marketing execution, just to kind of paint up the picture a little bit of what we have available. Within campaign management, you can see that we can manage different programs that we have available for the campaigns. We can have things like offers. We have a marketing database for all the companies that we're leveraging for our marketing activities, all of our vendors that we're leveraging, our clients, our marketing list, and then we also have lead management. So we're able to see all the leads that we're generating from our marketing campaigns and track this. Looking at the campaign here, if I click on this, we also can see some more detail into this campaign. So the campaign can follow a process. And so I can map out this process workflow basically by defining, for example, the marketing list. We're going to have an offer for a free trial for 20 days. And I can just drag and drop things in here from the activities. So like social media, events, printed mail, SMS messages. And this basically defines the flow for the campaign. Off to the side here, I have widgets, and these widgets are providing insight into what's happening in social media. So this is tying into social engagement. And so I can see I have a widget here for my competitors. So I can see one of my competitors had a post that they recently posted on Twitter here for losing weight quickly and safely. I can also see some of the trends here around where people were posting. So in the United States, we've got 50 posts. In the United Kingdom, we have 22. So I can see that maybe in Canada and Australia, we have some work to do, but United States, United Kingdom, we're doing pretty well. And we actually have some interest, surprisingly, in Egypt. So if I go ahead and click on the analytics here, this is actually going to take me to social engagement. And so if we jump over to the social engagement screen here, so this basically is my dashboard for all of the information that we're gathering as we're tracking based off of key search topics that we've defined, what the sentiment is around our launch. So I can see who my top fans are, I can see who my top critics are, I can also see location insights. So we can also drill down in here and see exactly where people are posting from. And I can see very easily with the green that these are people that, that have positive sentiment. And I can see with the red people that are having negative sentiment. So it's rating who is a positive promoter of our brand and who is possibly a negative promoter. I can also see the negative phases. Now, one thing that's kind of interesting is that we have the ability to train this information. So one thing, it's automatically looking at words like loose belly fat and fat burner, weight loss, and it's thinking that those are potentially negative messages. I can also see positive phrases like best, favorite, and one thing also I'm seeing is I'm getting some things around makeup, and I don't necessarily want that. So one capability that we have built into the solution is the ability to include and exclude key phrases that we're looking for. So if I want to make sure I'm not getting a noise from makeup because I'm looking at people that are posting about their experiences in drugstores, I can go ahead and exclude that from my search so that we're not getting those posts in and influencing our analysis. Now we have the ability to drill down more into this. So for example, if I want to click on best fat burner here, I'll actually be able to see the posts that are generating that phrase. And we can actually drill further down into this and see who the top critics are. And when we click on the top critic, we can actually take a look and see exactly what they've been posting here. So it's actually going to pull in this person's information and actually their direct Twitter feed right within the solution. So right here, I can go ahead and follow them. I can go ahead and also interact with them directly from the experience here within the social engagement. And so that's one thing that's really nice with this is that when I look at all the posts, you know, I have the ability to do a reply, a retweet, or a like directly from this. So it really is my social engagement dashboard. So if you have a corporate account that you have set up for Twitter, you can have that basically signed in automatically so people can just go ahead and start interacting on behalf of the company through social engagement. Hey. The other thing that's really cool here is the activity map. And so if we click on the activity map, this will actually take me to another view here where we basically have a worldwide dashboard where I can see all of the activity that's happening around us. So we can actually go ahead and drill down over into the US here. And again, we can see our negative and positives. And so when I click on this, we can go ahead and start looking and saying, okay, well, let's look at this one here for best drugstore products that we're not using. And so I can click on this, and again, I very quickly can see the information around this post. We can set labels, we can tag it. We can easily also filter between positive, neutral, and negative sentiment on the map and highlight that information. And again, this ties back into the social analytics that we were looking at previously. But as we're monitoring different areas, we're able to basically very easily drill down and then also potentially interact with these people directly through the social engagement activity map. So very, very cool functionality to really be able to tweak and understand what's happening in your organization. And then with the search topics here also, you notice I have different categories that I've defined. So we can take a look at maybe specifically our competitors. We can look at potential leads. We can monitor the campaign directly. And so this allows us to have different sets of topics that we're searching on. And so that way we can also see exactly what's happening within a specific subset of the phrases that we may be monitoring. Also, we have the ability to do multiple different types of sources. So in this case right now, I have sources from Twitter and also from the news. But we can also track sources from Facebook. You can also have custom sources. So for example, you could have an Azure Service Bus feed that was producing results within the social engagement dashboard. So a lot of flexibility here as far as the capabilities that are available. One thing also with this is that we have integration with Dynamics CRM so that if we do have a person who's posted and they're interested in our product, we can actually take that and turn that into a lead. If someone's having an issue, we can also take that and turn that into a case. So we can then hopefully resolve their issue and potentially turn them into a promoter rather than a detractor.
Hey, Sean?
Yes.
We had a question come in, speaking of, you mentioned integration. The question was, can this be integrated with Salesforce?
Yes, you can definitely integrate this with Salesforce. So that is definitely an option if you are a Salesforce customer today and you're interested in being able to harness the capabilities of social engagement. It is totally available and something with APIs that can be used with Salesforce. So this solution can be used completely independently of Dynamics CRM or Dynamics Marketing. So you'll see here when I log in Office 365, social engagement is just one of the many apps that's available to me here.
Thank you.
All right. So now that we've taken a look, we've launched this campaign, and we have a bit of an understanding of how things are being perceived in the marketplace with the social engagement analytics. Now let's go ahead and jump over into the next area here, and we're going to take a look at how we actually can work with an opportunity. And so in this case, we're going to look at Veronica. So she's the new sales representative, and we're going to take a look at how she's able to leverage Dynamics CRM to be able to work with this new giant opportunity that she has for a very large drugstore, which she's very excited about. So we're going to go ahead and take a look at Veronica's experience now. And for Veronica, she first logs in and starts her day in Office 365. And one of the really cool things with Office 365 is all the integration that we have for Veronica here to use. So when she first comes in and maybe she checks her email, she may have somebody that has responded to one of the emails that we sent out from a recent blast of the campaign. And so they've actually responded, and she's got an email sitting in her box here that, I'm interested in Micro BC Blaster. And what's really great about this is that this has an Office add-in for Dynamics CRM baked into Outlook. And so right from Outlook here, I'm able to see, that this is someone that I have as a contact. And if I go ahead and hit change here, I can take some different actions on this. So I can actually associate this email with an opportunity. I could go ahead and turn this into a new lead. And so right from Outlook here within the add-in, I can go ahead and create this as a new lead. And we'll just put, new diet pill lead. And maybe we'll say maybe the person here is going to be able to spend, $2,000. These are not cheap diet pills. And purchase time frame looks like they want this immediately. And so it's pulled in the personal information already. They're with a giant drugstore. And so now I can go ahead and save it. But I can save it here directly, and it's going to save in CRM. But I can also save it, and then if I hit save and edit in CRM after I'm done, it'll actually pop me over into the experience in CRM. In this case, I'm just going to go ahead and hit save. But the great thing is I haven't had to change the context of where I am. I'm able to stay within Outlook and yet go ahead and take some information and create a new lead based off of this email that I have received. And so all of that is done within the context of Outlook. So that's really, really fantastic, because I'm not having to jump from screen to screen and have this kind of jumbled experience. One other thing that I want to point out is that I also have a group here for Micro BC Blaster. So, we're launching this new product, and we want to make sure that we're coordinating on any deals that we have around Microsoft the BC or Micro BC Blaster. And so if I go ahead and click on the group here, this will take me over into the group in Office 365. And so we have a connector with Dynamics CRM. And I actually have this connected with my opportunities for Micro BC Blaster. And so I can see, for example, here that there's been an update on an activity on the opportunity for Micro BC Blaster, and that we created a new quote for this giant drugstore. So all that information is right there within Office 365 in the Office group. And the great thing, since this is within a group, is also we're able to have collaboration with the shared calendar, files, OneNote, notebook, and then I can also have other connectors also that we might be leveraging within this Office group. You also notice here that I've just got a reminder here that I need to prepare a quote. And that actually came directly as an activity from Dynamics CRM. So Dynamics CRM is synchronizing my calendar, my activities, my tasks. It's also synchronizing any emails that I have that are set to track. And so all that information is getting consolidated in with CRM. So really awesome that I'm having an integration there. So the next thing I'm going to do now is I want to actually jump over into CRM. And we'll go ahead and take a look at my dashboard. So when I first jump over into CRM here, I've got my sales activity dashboard. I can take a look at my sales pipeline. And I also have all of my latest activities here. So I can see that an opportunity created for Micro BC Blaster. We can also take a look here at some things like our leads by source, I can see some other activities. If I want to drill down into the pipeline here, we can go ahead and take a look at what we have here for the pipeline. So let's go ahead and take a look at some of the accounts. And so we can say, okay, Giant Drugstore, this one looks really promising. We've got $6 million for that one. The other thing also from a reporting perspective that I also want to note is that we also have integration with Power BI. So out of the box, there's a content pack for Power BI. And so once you connect it into your CRM instance, I can also use CRM. So I have my sales pipeline here again. And if I want to look at, you know, where I have within my propose phase, I can go ahead and drill down into that here. And so this was all within Power BI, but it's pulling the information through an OData feed that we have in Dynamics CRM. So all of the power of Power BI is available to you here within Office 365. So really all one complete solution, but you know the capabilities in Power BI are really awesome. So having that as a tool for business intelligence really sweetens everything else with Dynamics CRM. So going back over into Dynamics CRM, I have my opportunity for Micro BC Blaster. And so we can see some of the activities that we've taken. If I go ahead and take a look, you know, here's where I need to prepare a quote. So we saw that pop up with an Outlook just now, but that's also here within CRM. If I take a look at OneNote, we also have integration here. So I've got, for example, some notes that we've been taking around Micro BC Blaster. So that'll go ahead and open up OneNote online. And so we can see, maybe, you know, there's a picture of what the pills look like for Micro BC Blaster. And we also have this nice flow here. So it walks me through the business process as we're going through the life cycle of this opportunity. So once we've qualified the lead, we go into the development phase, and now we're ready to actually propose this. And so I can go ahead and move over to the next stage. And so since I'm new, it's really important for me to be able to go ahead and walk through this and say, okay, we've identified our sales team. You know, I've developed my proposal. We're going to complete the internal review. And as I go through this, it's step by step going through the check boxes. And so as I'm filling that information in, you know, I can see here's my quote for Micro BC Blaster. So we can go ahead and take a look at what we quoted here. We quoted $6 million for them. They've got a very large order. This is a gigantic drugstore. So I'm very interested about going and meeting with them. So now let's take a look at what that experience is like once Veronica actually decides to go and meet with the Giant Drugstore they're going to sell all this Micro BC Blaster to. Now, one thing before I go, I have integration available also with Cortana. So you'll see right now that it's fetching data from CRM. And so I see within Cortana my pipeline and updated deals. I can also see my updated accounts. So if I go ahead and click on one of my accounts here, let's go ahead and see more here. And so here's my opportunity for Micro BC Blaster. And I'll click on that. So this is actually taking me to the record for Micro BC Blaster for the opportunity. And it actually just opened up the modern Windows application for Micro BC Blaster. So this app is really awesome because this is made for touch. You know, I can go ahead and take my Surface Book and disconnect my clipboard here and just take that with me. And so I have this very nice, friendly mobile experience. And so I have all my activities here. I have my tiles pinned. I can also see some graphs here for my pipeline. So all that's available through the touch experience here. And so we'll go ahead and minimize that. And so the other thing there is that I do have a mobile experience. So I have an iPhone with me. And so if we go ahead and pop open the iPhone experience. So now this is my iPhone. And I'm right now using AirWatch, so you can see it on the screen here. But this also gives me the exact same rich experience to be able to see where I am here in the sales cycle. And actually, I just moved over from development to propose. So if I go ahead and refresh my screen here, we'll actually see it now that we're in the propose. So it's now updated and synced with my mobile device. This does provide offline capabilities as well. So if I'm going out and I don't have an active internet connection, I'll still be able to go ahead and monitor this. And so let's say I go out and I'm going to go meet with John. I can go ahead and quickly give him a phone call and make sure that he's able to join me here. And when I do that phone call, also you notice that it just created a phone call record. So it's actually going to track that activity in CRM. So CRM now is going to know that I called John. Anyone else that's monitoring this opportunity is going to also have that information. So very cool that that's all getting tracked. And I can also go ahead and swipe through and take a look at all the different information. I can look at that OneNote record that we had. I can see who our competitors are. And so let's go ahead now, and let's say we met with John, and now I found out, you know, that actually John just got married, and I want to update his contact record. And so we actually have this concept called a task guide, and this will help walk me through that process. So again, I'm kind of new. I'm still trying to learn how to use everything. And so I'm going to go ahead and hit update contact. And so rather than having to go look for, you know, the record, I can just go ahead and search and say, okay, well, here's John Smith. And so now it's taken me to the update contact. And so here I know he got married recently, so we'll go ahead and say that he's married and hit done. And so now I can go ahead and update that information on his contact. So it makes it very easy for me to use the application, even though I'm new to using it. So that's the mobile experience. So again, we're able to take this and we have it available across all of the different devices. So now, let's go ahead and say that we are going to win this opportunity. And we've heard back, and you know, everything looks really good. So if we go back to our opportunity here, I can go ahead and close it as one. So very exciting. I'm going to close this giant $6 million opportunity. And we'll go ahead and hit OK. And so the opportunity will be closed. And so the next thing here is that we're going to take a look now at what the customer experience is like. So now that we're selling Micro BC Blaster out in the drugstores, you know, and we have customers that are getting some experience with it, and hopefully they're losing weight and they're very happy with the product. You know, what potential side effects may there be? So, you know, this was FDA approved. It's a great appetite suppressant, but you know, we did see during the drug trials that there were some side effects. And so let's take a look at one of the customers and their experience trying to resolve some of the challenges that they may be experiencing as they're taking Micro BC Blaster. So now we're going to jump over into the experience of one of our customers, Marissa. And so the first thing we're looking at here is a portal for the Contoso Customer Support Center. So with the portal experience we provide with Dynamics, we have the ability basically to integrate in with CRM so that you can provide an external public-facing portal experience for customers to experience wonderful self-service. And so with this, I have a knowledge base. I can submit a ticket. I can go ahead and directly contact Contoso. And so first, before I actually, you know, want to submit a ticket, I'd actually like to see if I can resolve this myself. And so one of the things I can do is I can go into the knowledge base here and do a quick search and see if maybe they have an answer to my problem. And within the knowledge base, it basically is going to show me popular articles. And I can go ahead and say, okay, well, let's see what they've got for my brain swelling. So actually, one of the things that Marissa may be experiencing right now is that she's having some enhanced mental capabilities that she's experienced. And her brain is starting to swell and it's growing. And she's kind of wondering, you know, why is my brain swelling? And so if it's not able to find something, I can go ahead and submit a ticket. And one of the things that we'll do here is when you go to submit a ticket, first it'll ask you, well, what are you trying to do? And so you can first do the search. And if your search yields no results, and you're not satisfied with what you found, then you have the option to submit a ticket. And also right now I'm logged in with the customer's information, and so I also have the ability to look at any cases that I have outstanding that I am trying to get resolved with Contoso support. So when I go in to submit a ticket here, now I can say, okay, well, you know what, my subject, I think I'm becoming a genius. So this diet pill, you know, I've mastered 8 languages in the last 10 hours since I started taking Micro BC Blaster. Is this normal? How long will it last? You know, what the heck is going on here? It's also making my breaths really minty fresh, which is also kind of strange, but you know, other people don't seem to mind. But you know, what's happening? So I go ahead and create my case by submitting this ticket. And so what happens then is we have the other side of the customer service representative. And so their experience here working with this, they're able to then jump into their dashboard. So now, You know, we've had the customer, they were unhappy. They tried to resolve their issue through our support portal, but now a customer service representative is going to have to handle this. So they've got a ticket created, and so when the customer service representative first logs in, their experience is a little different than what the sales representative was. So again, I'm still in CRM, but I have this role tailored dashboard for the customer service experience, and I can see here under what's new here that I've been added to a case here for micro BC blaster for increased cerebral capacity. And so let's take a look here and see what's going on here. So Marissa Burnett, I can see that she has contacted us, that she has this issue with her brain swelling, and she's says here that she's not losing much weight, but she feels she is close to unlocking the secrets of the universe. So that's kind of scary here. And again, we have this business process flow that's helping us walk through the steps needed to help resolve this issue. So identifying what the customer's need is, qualifying it, researching it, and resolving it. The other thing that's really nice here is if I go to the knowledge base articles, I can see that's pulling up an article from the knowledge base based off of the topic here for the support request. And it's telling me that a side effect of micro BC blaster is increased mental capacity. Some users are experiencing up to 98% brainulization. Good luck with your new powers. So apparently that's our official response right now if a customer is calling in and they're increasing, finding out that they're basically becoming superhuman and that they have super mental capacity, that we just need to tell them good luck with their new powers. So interesting side effect for a diet pill. One other thing here also, as I'm looking at this case, is I do also have a Service Hub dashboard where I'm also able to take a look at all the other cases that I'm managing here. And so I can see what my active cases are, some of the cases that have been escalated. I can also see the case mix, so I can see where they're coming in from email, Facebook, phone, Twitter, or web. So again, we have this omni-channel experience where we're getting cases in from lots of different sources. So no matter how the customer wants to interact and engage with us, we're able to handle that and have it all consolidated in one solution here. And if I go ahead and take a look at micro BC blaster, you know, here's our case here for the increased cerebral capacity. And if I click on that here, this is going to go ahead and again take me to this really nice user experience where I'm able to take a look at all the steps that are needed here to help resolve this case for Marissa. So we'll go ahead and tell Marissa, it looks like you're basically going to have to be living with some new superpowers here. I can go ahead and give her a phone call real fast here. And it's going to go ahead and launch Skype. And so we go ahead and Skype out, call Clarissa. And again, it's going to track that within the CRM system. So it's going to know, I don't want it to call whoever that person is. It's a fake phone number. We don't want that. So again, we're going to have a record for this within CRM so that we know that this call happened. And we know it was regarding the increased cerebral capacity. And it was about 30 minutes long. So again, everything is getting tracked here within the system. So let's go ahead now and just kind of sum up a little bit of what we've seen today here and close things out. One of the things is that we're tracking all this information and all the systems that we've shown today, whether it be the marketing solution, whether it be social engagement, whether it be the customer relationship management, the service, the customer support portal, all of these are all integrated in together. And due to that, we're actually able to get some insight and some intelligence into what's happening in our campaign. And we're finding out that actually one of the small side effects that we thought we had with our solution is that it can basically turn you into a superhuman genius. And so there's actually a pretty good market for people that want to have increased brain power. So maybe this actually is an opportunity for a new product for us to off-label this. It's already been FDA approved, so there's nothing stopping us from basically off-labeling it now as Micro Brain Booster. And so now Contoso has a great opportunity to market Micro Brain Booster and potentially make a lot more money than they were with the diet pill, which is kind of a tricky industry. So very exciting here with the new opportunity for Micro Brain Booster. But key takeaways here, we're able to break down the silos between sales and marketing, that these are integrated together because they're all within a solution that's tightly coupled. that we're able to gain insights around what's happening in social, around our brand, around our products, around our services, that we're also enable our organizations to sell effectively. So they're all able to come together and be able to have tools that are easy to use, that are incorporated into Office, that are easy to use on their mobile devices like their iPhone or Android or Windows, that all of that works with them. And that also we're helping our customers through empowered self-service experiences. And the great thing about that is that it's also saving time for our customer service representatives. So anything that's a simple fix that someone can go through and find the answer themselves, they're not having to call customer service, they're not having to wait on a phone, that they're able to get their issue resolved very quickly. But the great thing here is that if they aren't able to get their issue resolved, that they can very quickly then reach out, submit a ticket, and the customer service representative has the history of everything that they were looking for on the portal, and so the person's not having to go and repeat themselves and basically go through the whole process from scratch, that there is a history that's carrying with them from their experience on the customer portal. So with that, I'd like to go ahead and open it up for questions.
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. So we've had a number of great questions come in. Let me start with Pedro, who is asking about having multiple brands within a single CRM account.
Sure, so there's no limit on the number of brands that you can track. I guess I kind of want more information about the specific use case there, but there's no limit on the number of brands that you can track with the social engagement. And then if you have a campaign, you could definitely have different brands that you are incorporating into that campaign. An opportunity can definitely have multiple products that are being sold, and those could be under different brands as well. We do have the ability to also break things down into different organizational units too, so you could have different brands for different regions of the world that you're using, and so you could kind of take a look and see, okay, well, how is brand X doing, in South America versus brand X in North America, and that kind of thing. So definitely very flexible to do that.
Excellent. Milton is asking, you mentioned Facebook and Twitter. Is there access to LinkedIn feeds as well?
So LinkedIn, we don't have built-in integration for LinkedIn today. You can create custom connections, but one thing to think about also is there has been a recent announcement around Microsoft and LinkedIn, so I would say stay tuned to see what transpires around that.
Excellent. All right. Patrick is asking, he's trying to find his social engagement app in his Office 365 account. Apparently it's not there.
So you have to be licensed for social engagement. So I would recommend that you check and see if you are licensed for it. If you are licensed for it, then it's a matter of having that license assigned to your account in Office 365. So that's what I would look into.
Excellent. We have, another question from Pedro. Does the CRM track calls made with Vonage Business?
I do not know that off the top of my head. What it will do when you go and create a call, basically it will create a call record in CRM, and then whatever your default solution is that you have for making calls, it will use that. Now, out of the box, CRM will support Skype for Business or Skype Consumer, basically, for making calls. But if I used Vonage, you could definitely create the call record and basically then dial the number through your Vonage system.
So the call record and the actual service used to make the call are kind of independent?
To an extent,
yes. To an extent, sure.
Yeah, the click the call built into CRM is set up right now for Skype for Business and Skype Consumer by default.
Perfect. Another question, since there are support tickets, can this be integrated with Autotask?
Yes. One thing with CRM is everything is extremely configurable and customizable. So, really, if you want something, if you have a business need, if there's a requirement for that, there's typically a way of accomplishing it within CRM.
Excellent. And last question here from Susan. How much does, another one came in. How much does the CRM cost?
So the cost is based off of named user licensing. So there are different levels of licensing based off of what your need is from the application. So, we have basic, we have professional, and basically The pricing will be determined at what tier of access you need. But the professional licensing has been staying around $65 per a user per month for quite some time now. So it's a very affordable solution.
Yeah, so I think the key thing here is also that it is not a server and hardware solution. This is all online and it's just a monthly fee.
Yeah, this is all CRM online. It is also available on-premise. So that's one thing that's a differentiator for Microsoft is that you can have it on-prem if you want, or you can have it online, or you can also run an infrastructure as a service.
Excellent. One last question came in. Does CRM have customizable project management capabilities?
It does. And actually, I just did a presentation last week around our new project services capabilities. So we've actually baked in some amazing offerings for professional services automation. So we can actually manage projects, we can manage resources on the projects, we can manage the project billing, and all of that's also integrated into our field service solution. So the same resources that you may have on a project, you can also see where they are if they're being scheduled for work orders. So we have a very, very great, fantastic project services offering that is just now being launched with the new update for the spring wave for Dynamics CRM 2016.
Excellent. Well, that concludes all the Q&A for now. Is there any follow-up or any items for the people online or watching this to be able to get more information?
Sure. So I would definitely recommend going and checking out the Dynamics CRM site that Microsoft has. Definitely follow up with your account team if you're working with anybody today from Microsoft if you have questions around Dynamics CRM. But there's a ton of information out there, both on the Microsoft Dynamics CRM site. There's also information on TechNet, MSDN, also available around Dynamics CRM as well. So I would basically recommend going and checking out the CRM public site.
Excellent. Well, with that, we'll wrap up today's studio session. Please remember that we have all of our past sessions available online on Channel 9, aka.ms/MTC Studio. I believe that's what it is. You can find us there. This session will be posted shortly as well if you want to rewatch it or send it to any of your colleagues for review. And as always, we look forward to seeing you at our next MTC Studio.
Right. And one thing also. Oh. Are we?
Go ahead.
Okay, for the next episode, there's going to be a focus on security. And one of the things to think about with Contoso here is that they're a startup, and they have been managing everything here within Office 365. They also have some services they're leveraging in Azure. But now with the Micro Brain Booster, they potentially are going to become a giant billion-dollar company. And how are they going to handle all that growth? But also, how are they going to ensure that all of their trade secrets and everything that they're doing around their customers and selling this new hot product are safe and secure? So in the next episode here for MTC Studios, they're going to take a look at what the offerings are from Microsoft from a security perspective to help somebody like Contoso Pharmaceuticals be able to make sure that all their information is secured and that somebody like Veronica, the new salesperson here, isn't going to actually leak something that would potentially fall into a competitor's hands.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, that's a great point to point out the next session. And again, if you have any questions, if some questions come in after this session, we'll be sure to answer them via the chat. So thanks again. Take care.